And we are joined in the studio by a bunch of special guests. Susan Brown from the Chapel Hill Public Library, not with us this week, but she is ably replaced by Karen Michael of the library, and a couple of special guests here to talk about the summer reading program, Miriam and Naomi Weiler. Hello, everyone. How are you?
Hey, Aaron.
Hey, and Miriam, Naomi, how are you?
Good.
Good. All right. So, Karen, let me turn to you. Summer reading program's been ongoing at the Chapel Hill Public Library all summer long, hence the name. So, how has it been going?
It's been awesome. It's been super busy. Lots of kids and families in there every single day.
Awesome. So, what has been the most fun about it for you as someone who works with everyone?
I just really like getting to interact with more kids during the summer because they're out of school. They're excited about reading. They want recommendations. They want to fill their bags with books to go on vacation, and they want to talk about books. And so sort of sharing that excitement with people that you come in contact with every day is super cool.
Well, let me turn to Miriam and Naomi. And Miriam, let me start with you. You've been taking part in the summer reading program all summer long, I assume. How many books have you read so far?
About 21.
Wow, about 21? I've read like two, so you are way, way ahead of me. What have been your favorites so far?
Land of Stories, book 5.
Okay.
We've been reading all the Harry Potter books.
Oh, yeah. For the first time for you?
Well, the first three not, but the fourth and the fifth.
Are you getting into the good ones? Yeah. All right. So, Naomi, how about you? How many books have you read, and what's been your favorite? Speak right into the mic.
I've read about, like, 20.
And, wow.
And my favorite one I just finished, it's called Castle Hangnail.
Okay, Castle Hangnail? What's that about?
It's about a girl who wants to be a wicked witch. And
don't we all?
She goes to a castle, a evil castle. And she's imitating the evil sorceress that they were expecting to come.
Uh-huh. Oh, awesome. So they thought it was someone else, and then she shows up, and that's really cool.
Is that also by the Dragon Breath author? Is that right? She's local, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Wait, who's that by?
Ursula Vernon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Very nice. Did that just come out then? Or the?
I think it's her newer, the newer one, the Hamster Princess ones, right? But that one's a couple years old, but also awesome.
Awesome. So speaking with Miriam and Naomi Weiler, Miriam is 10 years old, right? And Naomi, you're 8?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So, so you read all of those books, like 40 different books over the course of the summer. What are your favorite books of all time? Like of all of the books that you've ever read, what is your favorite? If you could recommend something to people out there who are listening, what would you say, Miriam?
So The One on the Ivan by Catherine Applegate has been my favorite for a very long time. All the Terry Pratchett books I really like.
Yep.
And then Land of Stories by Chris Colfer. I really like.
What was the first one you said?
The One and Only Ivan.
The One and Only Ivan. What's that about?
A gorilla who goes from a mall that shows like circuses and a bunch of animals to a zoo where they're trying to like make him more used to the wild and other gorillas and not used to people.
Awesome. And I know Terry Pratchett books, they stay with you forever. I've got friends who are in their 40s who love Terry Pratchett books, so they stick around. How about you, Naomi? What's your favorite?
Well, I really don't have a favorite. I just like all the books that I've read.
Okay.
But when I was like 3 or 4, I have stuck to Mo Willems.
Okay. Is that an author?
Mm-hmm.
What does Mo Willems write?
He writes a really good series. It's called Elephant and Peggy.
Okay.
And they're really good friends, an elephant and a pig, and they have a lot of adventures together.
That's fun. And is it like a series of books?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite one of those?
Don't really have one. I just like all of them.
They're all uniformly great.
Awesome.
He just wrote the last one this spring, so that was like the 25th or something.
Wow.
Yeah. He also wrote the Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus There's
good
several
advice
there's,
anytime.
Yeah. There's pigeon books and then there's elephant and piggy books, and he's fabulous.
Awesome. So speaking with Miriam, Naomi, and Karen, let me turn it back to you. Talk about the really popular books that kids have been reading this summer.
I actually prepared some information on that.
I know you did.
So I looked at the things that we're checking out the most and the things that are getting put on hold the most. Mm-hmm. And not surprisingly, Harry Potter is right up there. A lot of movie tie-ins are really popular. Mm-hmm. So like the BFG came out as a movie this summer. So only the BFG, but all the Roald Dahl books have been in demand. And then stuff that's coming soon, like Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children.
Right, yeah.
That's been really hot lately.
Do you have The Cursed Child at the library?
Of course we do.
You have many cursed children at the library.
Yeah, we started off with 10 copies, and those all went out on Sunday.
Within, minutes, probably.
We had a hold list before, so the first 10 people on the list got those, sparkling new copies. Mm-hmm. And I think when I left today, the hold list was up to, 120 people.
Wow.
It's long. So we're adding more copies, and we'll try and get to people are reading it fast, so hopefully we'll get to everybody as quickly as we can.
Miriam, are you done with the Harry Potter series yet, or are you still working on it?
No,
you got through book five?
Yeah, we're in the middle of book five right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Book five is my least favorite of all of them. So Umbridge just I don't like
she's
her at
terrible.
All. So she's terrible. So I really like that. So you're gonna read the new one when it comes when you get up to that point?
Yep.
Yeah, excited about it? Yeah. I love the seventh book. I'm not gonna spoil it for you, but it's amazing. All right. So other popular books this summer?
What else is popular? The Land of Stories is really popular.
Yeah, yeah.
There's another fantasy series called The Wings of Fire, and that's been circulating a lot. The Wimpy Kid books are big.
Of course.
All of the Rick Riordan books are huge.
Mm-hmm.
The Lightning Thief, the Percy Jackson books,
mm-hmm.
and he's got the Magnus Chase is the newer one, the Lost Hero series. He's got a lot of books, and they are all checking out like crazy.
Have the Wimpy Kid books ever decreased in popularity? They've been out for a long time now, and the movies have come, and I think the movie series is done, but they're still...
He's still writing them.
They're still going, yeah.
I don't think much time has passed in the internal world of the Wimpy Kid books.
Right.
I
think it's why the movie series is done, right?
Right.
Because kids have all aged out.
Exactly.
But, yeah. Okay, so speaking with Karen Michael and, again, Miriam and Naomi Weiler about the summer reading program at the Chapel Hill Public Library, chapelhillpubliclibrary.org, right, is the website?
That's it, yep.
If you want to find out more, and Karen, I'll wrap it up with you. What else do people need to know about summer reading, reading in general at the library? When does that wrap up?
August 15th, so
okay.
We still have 12 more good days of reading left.
That's enough for the two of you to read, 10 more books each, right?
At least.
Awesome. All right, so Chuck... Yeah.
Maybe even a couple more cards to fill out for.
Oh yeah. Prize. How many cards have you filled out so far?
Five.
Oh my God.
Each card is 20 hours of reading. So
wow.
In their family, they have all reached 100 hours of reading.
Well done.
Yes.
Awesome. All right, we're going to let you go. But again, chapelhillpubliclibrary.org is the website. You want to find out more about the library and the summer reading program. You got 12 more days to get your reading in. But Karen, Miriam, Naomi, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much.
Mm-hmm.